Agutavach, start off with a little, it's Natzlos. I must admit I'm not as well prepared for this year as other shirim. I basically didn't have much time this week to learn. I was in Isaac and I have in and of tzedakah, I have a Sefer Torah that I'm raising money for. And I've been busy basically 24/7 this week. No eating, no sleeping. So I'm going to try my best. I figured that, because it's a way, Godol HaMaisa, so I was Isaac in the Maisa of Tzedakah, Gviz Tzedakah this week. It's Yidua, the Verdlok on the Pasha, Shed Vayikuli Truma. But like the Mesiras Yisharim says, that even Dvarim Pshutim is Kadai Techaza, because that makes a Roshim. And I would like to share with you the two famous verdlok. One is by Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, "V'yikul li truma." Why does it say lashon v'yikul? Should really say v'yitnu li truma. You should give me truma. Rav Moshe is meisif that v'yikul might be mashma, might connote a lashon that you have to take bal kocham. It's not true. We know it's a sheyedven alibam. We know that they did it b'nafshim b'ritzayim atoiv. So it's not appropriate. The lashon of v'yikul should have said v'yitnu. And Rav Moshe says in Drash Moshe that Moshe Ma'adavadayimi says when someone gives you and trusts you with a pekodin and it's time to give back the pekodin, you're shamer on it, you're not giving him back the pekodin. It's not yours to give back. It's Yenis, the Balabas who gave it to you. It's that Mafkid who gave it to you. So what are you doing? You're allowing him to take back the pekodin that he entrusted you with. So he says if a person has the akara, the true akara, that when a person is entrusted with money, he has a responsibility how to use that money. Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to use it for his own tzrachim as well, and for whatever it is to bring to more Kvayt Shemayim. But one of his functions of that money that was entrusted, the parnasa that he was given, was to be able to give tzedakah. So Mimele, when he gave the tzedakah, when he gave the truma to the Mishkan, it wasn't a form of a yitnu. It's not his to give. It's for Yikul that he allowed the Baal HaPikadon, allowed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the emissary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, to take the money from him back that was entrusted to the Baal HaBayis. That's Rav Moshe's pshat. Another pshat, which is probably even more famous, Beis Halevi, others, is that Kiddum, we said this in different forms, but it's pashit, that what counts in the Olam HaEmes, when you're going to come up to a final accounting, how much money do you actually have? How much money do you own? That's the money that you gave away to tzedakah. So every dollar you give away for tzedakah, that's a v'yikuli truma. By you giving it away, it's not a nesina, but by giving it away adra, but that's how you make a lakika. That's how the everlasting lo'ilum ha'nitzki, that money is going to be reckoned to you. That's your money. That's what the money that you gave away. Every other function or purpose that you use with the money, so it's not going to be counted as yours. That's whatever you use for. You bought an ice cream, that's very nice. Ice cream was delicious, but that's not Laylum Emes, that's not going to be counted. But what's going to last and be counted is Vayuku, is the money they give away for Tzedakah. If it's Vayuku Li Truma, that's why it's a Lashon Lakika, because by that, by giving away the Tzedakah, that's how you do a Lakika. And the truth of the matter is, we find this Lashon, this Adam Galdo who told me, is he Tzushteld, he says that there's a Chidah who says it like Abi other things, by Bikurim also, so the Chidah says it over there, why it says Lashon Lakicha. We find in common places in Tanakh that when it comes to a form of Tzedakah, you see this Indian, Lashon Lakicha, because all the same thing is when you're doing it for yourself. More Yaisa Mimasha Habalabais is Mahanatani is the only is Mahanatabalabais because forget that's how he has a Lakicha. All right. We're actually holding by Sif Vav, but just to Chaza Ration and Aleph, just to Chaza we had a Yudu Dikamakloikis last week, a Yusaitis Dikamakloikis. When it comes to these forms of Kedima, and Siv Gimel, so the Aruch HaShulchan said that that's only legabi the lion's share. The majority of your money should go to these forms of kedima, let's say kroivim before non-kroivim, b'nei iroi before people are not b'nei iroi, but avadi should spread your money around. That was the Aruch HaShulchan's eitz. Because the obvious kash is, because if someone who's going to live, the Aruch HaShulchan says, someone who is going to be an ani, who doesn't have any wealthy kroivim, or he lives in a city that there are not enough wealthy individuals to support the anim of the city, they should be yamusu barav, that can't be. So it has to be that even people people from other cities have to contribute to this city or to this person who's not your karev, trust you, you have to spread it around. Just the lion's share, the bulk of your tzedakah should go to this formula. That was Aruch HaShulchan's Eitzah. And we said over a different Eitzah from Nafla and others, that the din of Kedima is only balanced, this din of Kedima is only in the same level. If this person needs a luxus and this person needs a luxus, so they're equal on the level, so then you give preferential treatment to this formula of your karev or to your benir. But if someone is lagavi, which you're going to learn later in Siv Zayin, if someone is coming for achila in a different city, there's someone who needs it for mezainis, and this person who's a benir needs it for ksus, so the navada mezainis takes preference because that's more important, like we're going to see later tonight in Yad Hashem. It's on the same level, that's when this formula applies, but not on the same level, then you go according to the more important form of tzedakah, and that takes precedence. That's the two. Zalman Robbins pointed out that there's a Chochmas Odom who has an interest in Anta Pshat. I didn't mention it, so I should really mention it now. When it says, HaKrevim Koidim L'Shcheinav, U'Shcheinav L'Anshi Iroi, so Pachim Pshat is your Krevim come before the people that live in your neighborhood, in the vicinity, and the Shcheinav come before the rest of the Anshi Iroi. The Chochmas Odom learns like that as well, but he brings down a Yeshayimrim, some people would like to learn, that Shechenev means Ratzolayim and Mishur Ragel Imay, someone who's your good chava. Doesn't mean someone who lives in your neighborhood, but someone who's your chava, that's considered your shachin, someone who you're good with, who you know, you're friendly with. He will take precedence also from Anshe Iroi, even if this person doesn't live in your city. If you have a good friend who lives somewhere else, he'll take precedence over the Anshe Iroi. And on that, the Chochmas Odom bleibt schwer, because he says that Kiyadua, the Gemara in by Bametzra, the Gemara Dafka Chesom Ebez and Bametzia, Darshins from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "Toiv Shachin Karev Me'ach Rochik." A Shachin Karev takes presence even from an Ach Rochik. So he says, if we mean, if the Shechinim over here meant that, then it should be. Yeah, you have to know. Maybe on himself too, but he says it should mean then it should come out that this person who you're good with, that person should come even before you crave him. Because Toiv Shachin, right, Me'ach Rochek, Toiv Shachin Karev Me'ach Rochek. If you have a good friend, he should take precedence even before your Karev, and that we don't find. If, right, the Rambam says, Crave him, Kodim L'Shechenim, Shechenim L'An She'iroi. So he blibes Tarachin. It means it comes out at the end of the day, Nechach Mazadim, he's Mesopik, or he's Tarachin. Which takes precedence, a good friend, a good chava, or your karev? Even though we find by Bametzra that a good friend might take precedence over, does take precedence over a karev, so here too maybe a good friend should take precedence over a karev. In Bleib Sarachin. All right. What we're up to now is we're up to Sif Vav.
What is, let's say two people live in two areas where the standard of living is different. Somebody could be an Ani in Lakewood, and they still have a car. While in Eretz Yisrael, that same madriga is different. Somebody who is only here could have three bedrooms, or in Eretz Yisrael could have one. Just because that's the way it is. So when you say Achila comes before Ksus, what about Shavah B'Shavah, but the standard is different?
So he's more of a Nitzrach, you're saying?
I'm saying.
Because in his standard of living, in the area that he lives in, he is more of a Nitzrach. I hear you saying, I don't know, I didn't see it, but if you want to flesh out the Shiloh, if you're going into Dei Maksoyri, what he needs, for sure standard living plays a role, because he's a Dei Maksoyri. If you're talking about Pasha, they both own three suits, but here we expected to own four suits, and there is only expected to own three suits. So I don't know, you know, it's nice Indian of Dei Maksoyri, Grando, but in terms of, you know, if let's say, they both need it for clothing, right? So they both could use the fourth suit, right? Just here he needs it more than the guy over there. We didn't find it. Partially you go back to the regular klalim over here, a karav kaidim, because it's in the same shlav. It happens to be the same shlav of luxus. If you tell me that this guy needs it for mezainis, because it's mother, but you're going to tell me that in his standard of living he needs more mezainis than this guy, and therefore he'll be mezainis and he'll be for ksus, then we can start talking. What?
Over there, they're happy with vegetables. Over here, everybody wants to eat
steak. Right. So you want to say for this? So then you want to say, so he is tzorach le'achila. He's tzorach le'mezainis, and now it's tzorach le'ksus. So now let's kick in that his level is more important. Even though you say they're both equal in the amount that they own, but he is more of a tzorach. He's a nitzrach for ksus, and he's only a nitzrach for mezainis. Lefi his madrega. So then maybe mezainis should come first. Oh yeah, I don't know.
Sorry.
what a person needs, it shouldn't make a difference where he lives. The madrigal, when's a person old and money doesn't change according to where he is. How much he gives?
Right, no, as I said, Avad, it's a din in a day, sorry, but we're talking about that, let's say both anim own the exact same amount, but for him, he's only a dagger of a tzorach laksus, because for mezainis, he has enough mezainis.
Because of the standard living, it's not a
tzorach. But he's the only saivi, right? We're talking about the guy is a noni saivi. We're talking about that they both don't have enough to live on for a year, whatever the formula is.
You can't call that a tzorach. You call that a dema tzorach.
No, even let's lower it. Let's take it to an anim. They both don't have money for a year. Okay, but him not having money for a year, he's getting by right now. It just means that he doesn't have a clothing that he needs, right? No, because I'm proving to you the formula is that you have to have enough to live on for a year, right? Now one could argue it's reasonable to assume that if a person lives in New York when he needs panasa for a year, it's going to be more expensive than a person who lives in Lakewood, which will be more expensive than, let's say, a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael. And yet that is the formula. The formula is that if he is ani for being able to have panasa for a year, so if rent is in New York more expensive than a rent in Lakewood, so you can have the same amount, same exact bank accounts, he'll be considered an ani because he doesn't have enough money to live on for the year, and this guy's not an ani because he has enough to live on for a year because he could afford the rent that's over here. So you see that his standard of living does play a role, not just for Daymak Zayah. I'm just saying that it could be funded by Daymak Zayah, but yet you see that it does trickle in. So if he's going to be a Nitzrak for Aksus and he's a Nitzrak for Achila, and Mezainis is more important, so then Mezainis, Lakhaya should take preference.
If the New York standard of living costs more to make ends meet. It's not because he needs more.
Well, I asked him to live in New York, let him live in Lakewood. Obviously, he wants to live in New York because it's closer to his job or whatever it is. So he chose to live in New York, right? Let him move to Lakewood. No problem. Let him move to the outskirts of Lakewood, which is a little cheaper.
Is that
I'm just telling you. So
I tell the guys coming from apartments, why are you buying apartments in Yerushalayim? Buy apartments in
Beit Hanukkah. Okay, that's a different thing. B'chah, why don't you ask guys coming from apartments because they need an apartment? That's because if you don't have an apartment, the place is going to say they can't marry off their child.
Good.
So that's considered. So for apartment in Beit Hanukkah, can they marry off their child?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You have to know.
Not who they
want to
marry, but they don't know
from the Shidduch. Okay, so you have to know if they'll probably find the Shidduch without having an apartment in Beit Hatum. But that's not an Shidduch that expected. It means it's Ungenum in the style of the way they are Meshadduch with each other. There's a certain amount of money that's supposed to come into the Chasna. That standard is accepted. So then it's considered the Paiskum Sai. That's considered for the Tzarech of their Nesuin. That's part of their Tzarech. You want to have a kasha why the Tariq evolved, we can give you reasons why it evolved, but Lamaisiv is now considered a Tariq, so it's a Tariq for the Nasuin. Alright, let's start Sivav. Very short Siv. Halok Makab Zog, you are Niim B'nai Beisko. If you want to have Poyalim, Avodim Tini Mishamishu, whatever it is, babysitters, night nurses, cleaning ladies, whatever it is, you should try to have it to be aniim, should be b'nei beiska. The aniim, you should try to get people, Mederek Klal, these people are aniim, but they should be aniim b'nei beiska, and it's nichal and that, of course, lafuke goyim. Goyim, you don't have this mitzvah of being aniim. And that's where it's got brought down, and the Rambam is faket, that it's better to be mahana b'nei Yisrael than to be mahana, people who are b'nei Chum, whatever it is, from B'nai Noyak, right? So the Rambam actually is Messiah on this. He feels like Shekol Hamaba Avodim B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim Yosef Chet V'Oven B'Oilam V'Im Yu Anim B'nai Beisai Kol Shor V'Shor Moisef Schus U'Mitzvahs. Hiring people on Nitzrakim, hiring Anim Kol Shor V'Shor, you're being Moisef Schus U'Mitzvahs. It's a Kima Mitzvah, it's a form of Tzedakah. And we discussed already that there's an Indian of exactly what you should do, provide a panasa, a form of panasa for Yidin rather than Goyim. But the Maestas, the Rambam says it takes precedence over Avod. And we once discussed a Kasha that would Archaim, and it's a Sefri that says you're supposed to do that. You have a choice to have an Eved Ivri or an Eved Kanani. You should go with an Eved Ivri. You should get a Yid rather than a Goy to work for you. And we were bothered then that Luchay, it's a problem because Eved Kanani has so much more to offer. You could give them a Meleches Avodim, which you can't give to a Yid. You have it Loilam. There are many Meilet. We want to know why. And we try to fetch out that maybe the other reasons, and that what you see in the Rambam of here, the Rambam Taka gives more reasons. He says because the kalamarba avadim b'chayim v'yem yosef chet v'avin b'olam, because they are gazlonim, they have other problems, and by you having them around, you're helping them out. Different lashonis apayskim, but you're at least you're being marba chet v'avin b'olam. Hashemkin by having a yid faket, you're being yosef kol shah v'shah with schus and mitzvahs. All right,
but jobs
in the Hanami, if they don't want to do it in the Hanami. I can tell you, but when I was in Eretz Yisrael and I had to get an Azeret, you know, in America everyone is a foreign nationality, we'll call it, when you go to Eretz Yisrael. So who are these? The Azerets are Sfardim or Nebuchadnezzar and the Ammonis or whatever it is. And it pained me terribly. I'll be honest, there's nothing to talk about, but it pained me terribly having them as an Azeret. I couldn't. It bothered me. I couldn't stay in a house when they were being Azeret. I couldn't understand that another Yid is working and, I don't know, mopping the floor, doing sponge. It killed me. But, you know, I thought of this halacha. What's my alternative? My alternative there was to get some Arab or whatever it is. And yeah, I mean, but it was a difficult pill to swallow. Huh?
Having them clean the toilet,
I hear you have to know what's considered Malach Zavadim is when you subjugate them, take his stuff to the bathhouse after you. I don't know, you have to know a magder, you make them feel subservient to you that they're your Eved. If you hold that's cleaning toilets, I hear, well. But Lamai says, what does Shaitan Halacha? The Halacha state, if you have a choice of getting a Neem to work for you or getting people not a Neem, Avadi should go with the Neem and Kosher Kane. If you have a choice of Yidin, Viraskoyim, Avadi should go with Yidin, and you're being Mice of Schus and Mitzvahs B'chayim. All right. And that's what the Shach says in Sivkon Yud. The Haina, what does it mean? Shemitzah shiyu b'nei beisa yanim v'yisayimim amutiv l'shtamish b'hem m'shishtamish b'avadim v'yizkashiv lo yilitztaka. It's considered a form of tzedakah, and that's why it's here in Huchas Tzedakah. Now, it doesn't mean that you could use maisa money or count it for your tent. That's a place can say, lad, you're not. Shvaz Yankiv says, you can't use it from your maisa money, your tzedakah money. In fact, he had a case that he had a choice of getting two different b'nei bayis to help them out, and one was a son who's, let's say, frum, who's going to be more nizdair in Hilchus Kashrus or whatever it was, and the other one would be, let's say, a goy. So there's a milo, there's a frushim yisura, whatever it is, and Shaila was, could I use that for maisa money, the extra tesefis, let's say I have to pay an extra dollar an hour to get this better cleaning lady, could I use that extra, okay, the bulk I can't, but that extra dollar an hour, could I use that? And he said, no, you can't, because you're gaining from that. The extra dollar you're paying is because you have a better cleaning lady, they're more trustworthy or whatever it is, they're going to be better lafrushim yisur, they'll keep a more kosher kitchen, whatever it is, so that's the value that you're getting, so you can't take it off a maisa. You could only take it off a maisa, the Paiskim said, if that the tesefis that you're paying them is pashut to leave them, you're doing it lahanoisam. So let's say the going rate is $10 and everyone's going rate $10, and then your betzim could get a good cleaning lady, this exact type of cleaning lady, a comparable cleaning lady for $10 too, but lahanoisam, you want them to feel good and giving extra tzedakah, so you pay her $12 an hour, yeah, then the extra $2 you can give b'toris maisa and tzedakah and faket. That's the greatest mitzvah, exacto, but it's beautiful. But if you're gaining from it, if she's more valuable, Avada, you can't take that off of Maisa. Oh, but no chaos, b'yiskash v'loy, let's talk. All right, halakha zayin. Chayiv lahaktim lahakil harav milachas asarim. We're getting now a different set of formulas. What we were talking till now, the formulas of who the recipient is, and now we're talking about more of the purpose. Chayiv lahaktim lahakil harav milachas asarim, if you have a choice. Someone is hungry and someone is needy and needs clothing, and you have a choice of who to give. Your avadi should give to someone to lahakel harav before your lachasas ha'arim. And even though the place can point out, even though the person who came for you to get the ksus was first, the first knock on your door was someone who needed clothing, and the second knock on your door was someone who needs for food, and you only have enough money to provide for one of them, you should provide for the second person who came for food, because food is more important. And Aruch HaShulchan explains that tzair du gufa is worse than bizoyin. A person who needs food, he has a tzar, tzar is a guf, he needs food, he's hungry. A person who only needs ksus doesn't have be'etim tzara guf, it's a bezoin, he's going around with tattered clothing or no clothing at all, it's a bezoin taka. But tzara de guf is odif, is worse, is more important than bezoin. And if you look, the goyim brings down the yeshami, it's important yeshami, and it's going to need it for the next sif as well, the next two sifim, we may as well learn it. Look at the Goyin in Sif Katan Yud Gimel. B'ishami seif hayris shteit ho'ish koidim le'isha ad kedoin b'med v'amamurim. When is this said? Zeh l'achyos v'zeh l'achis. When they're both equal. One's coming for food and the other one's coming for food. Or zeh l'ksus v'zeh l'ksus. One's coming for clothing and the other one's coming for clothing. Ha'reisho yezeh l'achyos v'zeh l'ksus. If one's coming for food and one's coming for ksus, then what do? Then do we say that a man comes before a woman? Because there's a halakha, which we're going to see in the next halakha, that a man comes before a woman, but that's when it's the same level. But what would be if, let's say, the man is coming l'ksus and the lady is coming v'lahachyos, then what would be? Does she take presents because she's coming l'achyos, or does he take presents because he's a man and a man comes before a woman?
What you say, a man can help himself.
We're going to see. Nishmeina min hada. We're going to learn that from here. The Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, B'shem, Chanina ben Antignus, Ksus, Eishes Chava, if you have a choice of giving a Ksus for an Eishes Chava, a Rebetzin, it's not the Chava alone, just a Rebetzin, V'chaye Amei Aretz, where you have a choice of giving food to an Amei Aretz, who comes first? Does a Ksus for an Eishes Chava, or a Achila Chaye of an Amei Aretz? Which one is more important? So the Yeshua Miksus Eishes Chava is Koidim L'Chaye Amei Aretz Mepnei Kvoidu Shel Chava. Since she's a rabbi and she's an Eishes Chava, so she has the din of a Kovet Shel Chava. She has the din of a husband, the same status as a husband. And a husband, if he had a choice of giving Ksus for a Talmud Chacham or food to Amei Aretz, the Ksus for a Talmud Chacham will come first. So what do you see from there, Zakti Shami? Lo Amru Eliksus Eishes Chava Lechaye Amaretz. You only see from there that a Ksus of an Eishes Chava or of a Chava is more important than a Achila of Amei Aretz. But Avalim Zeh Lachis V'Zeh L'Ksus. But if it wouldn't be, let's take out the formula of a Talmud Chacham and Eishes Chava. We just have a simple two people in front of you. One is Lachis or one is L'Ksus. Or better yet, the Isha, this Eishes Chava, had she not been an Eishes Chava, she would be a Stam Isha. And she needs it l'ksus, and the other person needs it for mezainis. Oisei shalachi is kaidim. Whoever needs it for mezainis is going to come first. So you see, lahakis comes first before ksus. Even, well, we're talking about, let's say we're both being amaratzim. If they're both on the same level, then lahakis comes before ksus. But if one is a tamachokim or an ish of an eishes chava, then a ksus of an eishes chava is more important than a food of a regular person. That's the state. So what do you see from here? What we see is our halakha. Sorry?
Kovet is more important than life-sustaining?
We're going to have to discuss or flesh it out, but that's what we see over here. Right now we see that for normal people, not. That's where this halakha is learned out from. From normal people, you have to be machil before you give ksus. But for a Talmud Chacham or an Eishes Talmud Chacham, there the formula changes, which we're going to see in Siftes. I believe that we'll try to flesh it out as we go on tonight. But that's, so it's coming out from Yeshami that you see Mefurish, that on the same level, you know, then we have these presents of Sifches and Siftes, but if you have a choice of Lahakal or Lukasleis, then Lahakal is more important. All right, let's see Sifches. Ish v'ishu shabal lushum mazin. If an ish v'isha is coming to ask for food, magdimen isha l'ish, you give an ish before the ish, even though we always know that an ish is more important, and lagabi pidyon shvum, lagabi other things, avada will do the ish before the isha. But over here, we're going to do the isha first. Why? So if you look in Sifkaten Yud Beis of the Shach, mepnei shederech ha'ish l'chaz ala psachim ve'in derech ha'isha bekach. Since it's a derech for him, so he could really provide for himself. When he's stuck, he could try to collect money for himself and raise funds for himself. Mashaken Isha, it's difficult for her to do that. She derech that bedarka anisha doesn't go around. I mean, makazal abzakim. Nebuchadnezzar, you would say that 95% of the people come to your door are men, not women. That's how it is. It's a responsibility, and he doesn't, I guess, have as much busha as a woman to do that. No, Yishami is talking about a cheshbin. Okay, we're going to have to get to it. All right. V'afilu hi mechazeres ata halapsachim, even though she is now going around halapsachim, so why should she take present? You see that she doesn't mind going halapsachim. Still, mekom malkim kimin shein darke bekach, since it's not her regilis, it's not normal for Nisha to do that, yesh lagdima shem lo tuchaz halapsachim. Because Since it's unheard of, it's not normal for her to do it, so we would rather support her and get her to stopping mechaz al apsakim, and instead having the man to be mechaz al apsakim, because an ish is darker lechaz al apsakim hashenkin and isha. That's one teretz. That's the shak's teretz. Inam yizak teshak shemet tizbayesh lechaz gam etzel acherim. Maybe, even though right now she's going around a little bit, but since she's mevuyah, it's not her derek to do such things, so she's going to eventually stop. She won't knock on as many doors as an ish would. So therefore, since an ish could provide for himself more than the isha, so we let the ish go provide for himself, and we give the isha, we support the isha.
Then it doesn't apply.
No busha, but you still have the fad. Even we mean no busha, but maybe she deep down she has a busha and she's gonna stop or not knock on in as many doors. We don't want to be knocking on doors. Like the first Teretz Shach, we don't want to be knocking on doors. It's not her, it's not normal.
No.
You give her so she should stop. What you can do, just write out a $10,000 check and she'll stop right then.
Like next week.
I don't think so.
The regular.
All right. Now, if you go back, let's go back to Shach Sivkot and Yudala, because it's a chiddush. Numa, we say that a man comes first. So look in the Mishnah, you see what the Yishami means. V'hadisnan, how could it say over here that an isha comes before an ish? I hadisnan b'seif hayris shach sivkan yiralev. Ish kaidim l'isha lahachyes or lahashav avedi. See, a man is more important even lahachyes. V'isha kodemis l'ish only l'ksos. Tzarkleimar, the lahachyes, including in lahach, what does lahachyes mean? Doesn't mean food. Hainu latzilam, it means to save their life. Emheim tovim benar, if they're drowning a kai gavn, you have to do pidyon shvuyim, and you have a choice, man or lady, something like that. You have a chance to save a guy's life, you save him before you save her. Avalachila, but just to provide for food, lav bechal lahachyes, that's not included in lahachyes of the Mishnah. Eladinon kedin aksus of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah's tibetan aksus, vuadin achila, akan loshim beisaisiv. That the Mishnah over there that says that a man comes before a woman, that Mishnah is only talking about to save the person, but to provide food or ksos, then the issue comes first, because ain't dark lechaza lapsakim. Yishami was going on that Mishnah. That's where the Yishami said his vote. But all right. Anyway, let's continue the mechaba. V'chein in ba'ul lishol ksos. Also, you have to give to the isha before the ish, like we just saw in the Mishnah. Same reason, because ain darka lechaza lapsachem. Hashem kein the ish is derech is yet in mechaza al lapsachem. V'chein in ba'ul yosim v'yisayma linase. Also, makdim in lahase ayisayma. So now let's try to take this apart. We just said that the Shach said that the reason why a woman comes before a man is because a woman is ain darka lechazam, and a man is darka lechazam. So you were trying to say a marshal where this won't be applied when the woman is also darka, whatever, she has no busha. But that doesn't sound like the Shach. It sounds like we'd rather her stop. But the Aflo has enough community. Aflo says, what would be in a case that flunk subis, that it's after for the man to be makaza also? Let's say he's not b'chdeisha yasa, he's crippled, whatever it is. He can't be makaza lapsakim either. And now you have a choice of giving to a woman who's not going to be makaza, or giving to a man who's not going to be in makaza. Then you have to taka give to the man. The man will come first. Because besides the man should always come first. It's only because you have this far that isha is an ain darka lechaza lapsakim, mashenkin and ish. But if everything is equal, avad, you have to give to the man first.
Yosin and Yosayma, if they're not coming, somebody else is coming for them. Also, Yosayma comes for the Yosin?
Pashtus, yeah. Yeah, if they're coming to the place, cream. Start handling. What happens if you're not coming for the Yosem Yisayma? Let's say it's Yosem Mitzad Av. It's only one parent. So one parent's alive, and the parent's collecting. So they start trying to dan. Are you really providing for the parent to marry off the child? Are you providing for the child? Pashtus is really providing for the child. But if it's Dan Magavi, we know it's providing for the child. It's to marry off this child. It's Yisayma Avad. He's just a shliach of the Yisayma. So Avad has the same din as a Yosem, and you have a choice of Yosem or Yisayma. You have to give to the Yisayma first. And you want to know why do you have to give to the Yisayma first? So Grado, it's not so Pashtus, it's Halacha. The reason let's see in ears, why do you have to give to the Yisayma first? A Yisayma is not Mitzvah on Pruravu, and a Yosem is. A man is Mitzvah on Pruravu, and a Yisayma is not. So Lachayit, that din, because he has a Mitzvah Pruravu and she doesn't, you should give him, you should provide for his chasana needs before her chasana needs. Anayza Nakasha. Under that, the Rishon Letzion says two Navu Pshatim. First Pshat, he says, is that if you marry her off, what you're accomplishing is not just her chasana. You're accomplishing that you're getting her a husband to provide for her needs. So you're really, in one shot, you're getting somebody to provide for her mezainis, for aksos, for everything, including mezainis. Tomorrow, the man's going to go to work and get a paycheck and bring food home for the wife, right? So you're providing for her mezainis. So hayayis da'alok and halok zayin is, and sif zayin is, the chayv lakdim la'achal arav before aksos. So mezainis comes first. So by you marrying off the yisayim, what you're doing is also, it's nichlal on that, you're also providing mezainis. And now that din, that's why yisayim comes first, because you're providing for a mezainis. What happens if a husband's not going to work? Okay. Now, the Rishon Letzion has a second teret. He wants to say, it could be stam mezoya, a different reason. It's any yichelus biyod, if she doesn't have the ability to marry herself off, then she's going to stay single. Rachmana Letzion, Maisim happen to become hefka and it becomes nus and other problems. It's more important to get her married and taken care of and having a husband to watch over her, like the Gemara says, rather than let the man be single rather than the isha being single. Daitin kalus, and it's better off that she shouldn't become hefka. So that's a second teretz of Rishon Letzion. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't bring down the Rishon Letzion. He asks the same kasha and he comes up with a whole different mahalach. He says the lashon is Magdimin. That means you really have the money to provide for both. But let's say you have to cook for the chasnam, or whatever it is. And so which one physically comes first? Whose chasnam are you going to make first? Avad, you're going to make both chasnams. We want to know which chasnam are you making first. Or then you should make the Yisayim's chasnam first. Because you're going to make the Yisayim's chasnam the next week anyway. So you're going to have his peruvu taken care of anyway. But if you only have enough to get one of them married, then in a kanami, you should marry off the yosim before the yisayma, because he has a mitzvah peruvu and not the yisayma. So he says, that clerk has had a taitchup of a machaber. And like the Rishon Letzion, it's not true. Rishon Letzion holds no matter what, even if you only have one, enough for one, avad, you have to provide for the yisayma, which is a pashtis, the mashmais of the machaber. Nor a kashukum, because the kasha wants to limit the machaber that it's only talking about we're going to do both. He says, we want to know which order you're going to do them. But if you only have enough to do one, avad, you should do the yosim before you do the yisayma. A chiddush. All right. Now, what you also see lechayra from this halakha when it says each of isha shabal lishol mazim magdimin isha leish, it's pretty obvious. I mean, the Yeshami is like that as well. That's talking about where they're both coming for food. They're both on the same level. So if I have a choice on the same level, then I should give to the isha before the ish. But let's say they're on different levels. Let's say the isha would be for ksus, and the man's level would be more important is for mizaynis. Then who goes first? Do we say the isha goes first because ain't da'ak alakaza lepzachim? Or do we say that food comes first, like it says in Siv Zayin? Pasha's food will come first. And that's how we Siv Zayin got learned out from the Yishami, talking about women and men. And nevertheless, the Yishami is pretty clear. It's only Eishes Chava, but without Eishes Chava, vada the mezainis of an Amma Oretz would come first before Ksus of an isha. So you see that food is more important than a food of a man is more important than a ksus of an isha, even though normally we say that isha comes first, because ain't darka l'chaza ala psachin. That's the Kariya Parshap Shan, and the Shach later on is Mavu like that as well. If you look in Shach Sivkan Tezayim, but Tekadram, we're going to later learn Yetz Hashem tonight, is Mavu there too, that Ish and Ish is only when they're the same level, but Avada, if the Ish is only for ksus and the Ish is from Zainis, Avada and Ish will come first. The Rishon Letzion, when he makes this diak as well and starts handling that zetmin l'chayro, that a ish l'mezoynis is better than an isha faksos, his mezoynis, his food is more important than her clothing, he says a chiddush din. He says, and I quote, "Dafka be bikuach nefesh in the issue the kaidim luxus to isha. If the mezainis that the man needs is for bikuach nefesh, he's going to die of hunger. Then his mezainis comes first before her clothing. But we're not afraid he's going to die, even though he's starving. But we're not afraid he's going to die. Then makdimin and ksus to isha. Then you should still be makdimin and ksus to isha before the mezainis of the man. Why the zila milsa?" Shetia isha kacharuma vekala mekesh lafkarusa gnai gadolu. If a woman is not clothed, it's a zila milsa, it's a gnai gadol. So we have to make sure that she's provided for, she's clothed before the ish is mezoinis. Except if the ish is mezoinis, is going to cause pekuach nefesh. If there's no sakonis nefashis involved, he wants to say that a ksus of an isha is more important than mezoinis of an ish. Which is a chiddush, because now you have to relearn the Yishami. The Yishami sounds like only ksus eishes chava comes before mezainis. But without that, if a ksus of stam and isha would not come before mezainis of a man. Like the Rishon Litzion, he's telling me that that's only because the mezainis of a man is a sakonis nefashis. So you're going to have to relearn the Yishami. That means the Yishami means that a ksus of an eishes chava comes before mezainis of an ama oret, even if it means pikuach nefesh. That's the only way to learn the Yishami now. Because without an eishes chava, you would have to give to the mezainis of the man first. And the Rishon Litzion that's saying that's only if the sakonis nefashis. So it means he's telling you that the pshat in Yishami is that even when you have mezainis sakonis nefashis, still ksus of an eishes chava, a rebbetzin needs a dress, that's going to come before this person amarts to die. A chiddush halakha. Kiddush din. Now, God is a shtickle mashmais, maybe like that in the shak, that there's a makam bekuk nefesh, and still ksusayish's kava comes first. But the avos chesed is mavur fakeh. The avos chesed zed avada, all what we're talking about, all the formulas, whatever formula you want, benia, not benia, yisoyme, tell me the chacham limude, to any formula you want to invoke, reish nun, reish nam, that's clear, that only with no bekuk nefesh. He said that a couple of times in different nefanim. God, the one, even menei abe, when he makes the cheshman here. But avada, if you're having bekuk nefesh of this man, this is amoret, avada, this bikuach nefesh is going to come before a ksus of an isha.
When did we say
that? L'chayr, you can mechalo the din of COVID Talmud Chacham. L'chayr, it's l'chayr.
When do we say that Talmud Chacham is why it comes before food?
Normal, I would tell you that the person has food that he's not going to die. He just, instead of having three meals a day, he has one meal a day. I mean, Rahman al-Islam will take it to extreme. The people in the Holocaust had ration portions. Okay, there are some people that talk succumb, but they succumb for other reasons because of the conditions. But if a person has three potatoes a day or whatever it is, he's going to live. If he has two matzahs a day, Pashi's going to live. I mean, don't test it. But the Pashi's going to live, right? Now, he has food that he's going to live, but he's not eating normal meals. He's eating one meal a day. And then it says, ksus of HS Kava comes before a food of a man. But you can tell me, it's a konis nefashis, like you hear, yes, everything is nitchemimnates, a konis nefashis, come out everything. So how could it be that for COVID or Tamil Chokam, it's going to come out? Another thing that's going to come out, the steamest dvarim of Siv Zayin, when it says, chayv lachtum lachal arav, lachasas arim, it's not talking about just lachal arav who has sakonis nefashis. It's lachal arav. No matter what, a person who is hungry, let's say go with the Orcha Shulchan Svara. It's partial like that. The Orcha Shulchan says the reason is because tzaira de gufa is more important than bizayin. Don't say because the guy is going to die. It says because the tzaira de gufa is more important. So the person, let's say, is not going to die, but he has targufim. Never he's hungry and he has these pangs all day long that he's starving. He's not dying, but it's Tara the Guf. Tara the Guf is other from Ksus. Doesn't say only because he's dying. So like the Rishon Latin is going to come out that this halakha of Sezayin Lachar is only when he has Sakana Safar. It's not mashma like that. It's a major chiddush. Parshat Pshat from the steam is Mechab, Zayin, Ches, Tes, that Avada were talking about even Shalei B'makom Sakana Safarshes, and nevertheless, if an Ish needs Mezainis, and an Isha needs only Ksos, then an Isha will come first. It's only everyone's on the same level, then we say Isha V'Isha, we give Isha preference because Ein Darka L'chaz Al-Apsachem Hashem Kein, the man. Otherwise, I mean, it's a major Chiddush of the Rishon Litzion. Alright, next halacha, Sif Tes. Hayu lefon of aniyim harbe. Let's say you have a number of aniyim in front of you, a different formula. Ve'em bekis lefarnes or lechaseis or lifteis as kulam. You can't be mefarnes kulam. Means that we're talking again the same level. If everyone is legabi panasa, mezaynis. Everyone's legabi ksus. Everyone legabi pidyon shvuyim. You can't do everyone. Who should you do first? Maktim hakoyin lelevi. You should do the koyin before the levi. Vehalevi liyisrael. And the Levi comes before the Yisrael. Vayisrael, the Cholol. A Cholol is Psuli Kuhuno. Vacholol, so he's even less of a Madrega than the Yisrael. Vacholol, the Shtuki. Shtuki, the Gemara says, Meshaskin, so you don't know who his father is. Vashtuki, La Sufi. Shtuki comes before, and La Sufi is a baby that was just left off in the street, and you found the baby. You don't know what his yichus is. Vasufi, La Mamza, and La Sufi comes before. Mamza, Mamza, Zavadiya Mamza. Sufi is only a Sufik. Vamamza, La Nasin, and Mamza comes before Nasin. Vanasin, La Ger. Chiddush. Vager, I mean, it's just like in Kedushim, but you see that everything comes before Ger. But here in Cheshivas, these people are more Cheshiv, so there's a Din Kedima. So even though you got to have more mitzvahs for a ger, but this is in terms of Kedima, this is more important. That's right.
Vager, no shade. Oh, we're going to see.
The guy says,
"Arayim kedushas li'al manashim imam."
You know, the guy making a toast for
chivas.
I'm saying,
"Nasin." And the Seder Mishnah Kedusha, when it talks about the yichus, I think has the same Seder as well in terms of the yichus of Ezra alum mebavam. All right, v'nasin leger v'ager le'eved mishukher. A ger is more important than an eved, which was freed. B'med v'memurim. All this is talking about is man shem shavim b'chachma. They're all equal in chachma. Avolam hoya mamze talmud chacham v'koyin gadol am ha'aretz. If you have a choice, he's Taka Mamich on the lowest of the list, but he's a Talmud Chacham. And the other choice, you have Kohen Gadol, which is the Shpitz of Shpitz. It's even higher than the first class. The first class was Kohen. He's not just a Kohen, he's a Kohen Gadol, but he's an Am Haaretz. Mamze Talmud Chacham Koidim. You go Basa Chacham. Mamze Talmud Chacham is more important than Am Haaretz, who's a.
Why would they appoint a
Kohen Gadol? Imam Zatam Chacham is more important than Amaretz Kohen
Gadol.
How would a Kohen Gadol become Amaretz? Look in Bayesheni, Rachman Lutzlan. They were by their way in. They were appointed, yeah. 1 year the shot, right? Pierce Yom Kippur, Matzah Yom Kippur, new vote, new elections. And a Konami. But now for begin, in terms of Kedima, Talmud Chacham, Torah, Chachma is more important. Vafilu Chosim. You have a deraisa of a Talmud Chacham also. You have to be makabel Talmud Chacham too. Ve'afilu chacham l'ksus. If you have a choice of a chacham l'ksus, v'am aretz lahachyais, ve'esh ischava pichava, which we saw in Yishami. If a Talmud Chacham is l'ksus, and am aretz is lahachyais, or even a esh ischava pichava, if you have a choice of a esh ischava, rebetzin l'ksus, and am aretz lahachyais, even though we said that always mezainis is more important, here an esh ischava, or Talmud Chacham comes first. And like we said, like the Rishon Litzin, that's even b'makom sakonis nefashis, as a Zaytah face coming like him, it should come out that a Chacham Lexus is more born, a Chedish. V'chol ha-gadu b'chachma koidim l'chaveh. Anyone who's gadu b'chachma is koidim l'chaveh, right? Now, if you look in the shaks of Katan Tezvav, the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz, the Kosev B'Sefer Be'eshava, Lav Davka Am Haaretz. It doesn't have to be extreme that the Kohen Gadol had to be an Am Haaretz to be Nitka Mipnei and Amamza who's a Chacham. Unless Eino Shava B'Chacham L'Yisrael, you have somebody who, let's say, he's even a Mamza, but he's a Talmud Chacham, and you have somebody who's a Kohen Gadol. But he's not a Talmud Chacham. He's not a Maritz either. Ken Lennon. But he's not a Talmud Chacham. Still, the Talmud Chacham comes first. It's Akol of Yachachma. The Talmud Chacham comes first. That's what the Magad said. The Kol HaGadol B'Chachma, Kaidim L'Kaveri. Look at the Shaks of Kotan Tezayim. Vafilu Chacham L'Ksus. Nira Zak Teshach, Dainu Midina. That's only Minadin. That means, be said, if you have a real choice between the Talmud Chacham or Emes the Talmud Chacham. Avo Bizman Ezeh, She'ein Talmud HaKachamim. I feel the linian literature to dava. There's a halacha before in Reish Mem Gimel. If you mevayish a Talmud Chacham, you have to pay a literature to dava. And it says over there that bismanenu, no one has a real halacha status of a Talmud Chacham to be mechayev boishes of a literature to dava. So kol shekein then litko is pekuach nefesh miponav. If you see he can't be mechayevim for the boish of literature to dava, because we say he doesn't have a din Talmud Chacham, certainly we're not going to say that his source should come before an Am Haaretz is mezainis of pikuach nefesh. So it's a shtuk of mashmois in the shak, like the Rishon Litzion, that if you will have an emes and Talmud Chacham or an eshes kava kakava, his or her ksus will come before mezainis of Am Haaretz, even b'makom pikuach nefesh. It's a pelet de galocha. So memelo zok teshak v'avol ekish leksus v'ish alachis ayibka daminim b'isham idoyse shalachis is koidim. So the shak is mechadish that this whole halacha is not negay anymore. It's a chiddush because the mechab and Ramah, they know the halacha of literature d'davah that we don't have Talmud Chacham in Mizman Hazeh. And granted, this halacha, whenever you find the din of a Talmud Chacham, the person can always jump. Is it the Talmud Chacham Mizman Hazeh or not? Don't we have this Talmud Chacham anymore? Even by literature d'davah, state over there, and Shulchan Aruch says that we don't have it to be mechayev a literature d'davah. But kol ufi rei seina dayana, I've had it to be mechayev him something, because he's a mevayish of Talmud Chacham. Means it's not just that fixed amount of literature d'davah the Chazal said that kumt for emes of Talmud Chacham. So you have to know, punktishak said, oh, but this din is also. So he's as far as it sounds like, because he's worried about pikuach nefesh. Vice versa, it wouldn't be for pikuach nefesh, could be the shak, would also be moida. But if you're looking at Piskei Tshuva and Sifkot and Zayin, He says, very short, we have a Talmud Chacham as well. Yeah, but Talmud Chacham today, Avada, his Ksus, is more important than Mezoinis of someone who's not a Talmud Chacham. All right. The Yad Aliyah, if you look in Sifkan Zayin, the Aliyah argues with Tashach and says, we do still have the din of Talmud Chacham is manazeh, and therefore this halach is applicable that if your choice of a Chacham or an Eishes Chacham for Ksus only reverse a Mizoinis of Amar, it's a Vado, an Eishes Chacham or a Chacham comes first. All right.
The Mamzer was listed in Nosan and then the Ger, but the Talmud Chacham had picked the Mamzer.
Oh, why can't you take a Talmud Chacham who is a ger like Rabbi Akiva? Yeah, I don't know. I know. I think it's because of beating Chazal. We always say, you know, Kohen Gadol Amor, it's versus a Mamzer Talmud Chacham. Like a Mamzer is like a Mavuzah Dika Mensch. And we're saying, well, it's Chachma, that makes him even more kosher than a Kohen Gadol. I mean, in terms of status, to develop a Kohen Gadol is a beautiful, the Oibin position, right? The Mamzer is the lowest of the low. Oh, but if he has chachma, he's higher than the rest of the Kohen Gadol who's Amaretz. All right. Vim hoya echad mehem rabbi oy aviv. If one of the people in the group that you're trying to either be mefanes or to be makasis or be poida, one of them is your rabbi or aviv, afu pi sheyesham gadol mehem bechachma, even though granted this, even we just said that there's hagadol bechachma kadum lekaveroi, but if he's your rabbi, then Rabbi, who is your father, Rabbi Ya'aviv Shu Talmud Chacham is Kodem Lezeh Shu Gadol Mimenu. If he's your father, who's a Talmud Chacham, or is your Rebbe, he's Gadol, then someone else in the group who is even Gadol B'Chachma.
Is going on Rabbi also, or only
an Aviv? It's going on Aviv, it's going on Aviv. Rabbi, of course he's a Talmud Chacham. He's your Rebbe. Oh, you mean you have a Rebbe who's not a Talmud Chacham?
If your primary Rebbe,
yeah.
Don't do all of this.
Yeah, okay, you have the halakha, is what it means, Rebbe. It could be, right, Rebbe Muvuk. Oh, yeah, you have to. He doesn't know anyway. To develop, he's talking about Rebbe Muvuk. Okay. I guess it's not a normal situation, but if you have a. What? Oh, so that's a problem. It sounds like the Maccabi is saying only in Avishu Talmud Chacham, you have a choice of your father. Right, you have to make a difficult decision right now. Who to save? Your father who's not a Talmud Chacham, and someone else who's a Talmud Chacham. What should you do? Sounds like from the Makaba that you got to go with to somebody else, because only said Aviv Shu Talmud Chacham. So it's a problem. So if you look in the Shach's bothered by it. Look at Sifkat Yedzayin. Aviv Shu Talmud Chacham. Kenu gam kim b'tur v'rambam v'lo yedati zok the Shach me'ayin hoitziu ze. Where did they get this? Shu Aviv Zok Lius Talmud Chacham. The Adarava midisnan seif perik elu mitzias haya Aviv v'rabbi oimdim b'veisei shevi poide es rabbi v'akakak poide es aviv. You have a choice between your rabbi, your father, then your rabbi comes first. Clearly your rabbi is smarter than your father, but your rabbi comes first only because he's your rabbi. V'maya aviv Talmud Chacham. And if your father is also a Talmud Chacham, even though your rabbi might be a bigger Talmud Chacham, poide es aviv v'akakak poide es rabbi v'chen kosa rambam yukos Talmud Torah v'atur mechab ole'el mashma d'bereisha marik shein aviv chacham v'afil hachi dafka rabbi koide mimenu abo ilav hachi av even though he's smarter, but he's not your Rebbe. He's a real Gadol, but he's not your Rebbe. Aviv is Kodem. That your father comes first before Talmud Chacham. Your father just doesn't come before your Rebbe, who's a Talmud Chacham. But as Talmud Chacham, Avad, your father comes first. If he's not your Rebbe, that's why I said it. It's not so Shchiach, you know, you taught your Aleph base. But it has to be your Rebbe Muvok. But if he's not your Rebbe Muvok, I feel Aviv Avinu Chacham Klal Aviv Koydim to your Rebbe who's not a Rebbe Muvok. V'chein b'din, and it makes sense. Zok Tashak Tekim Shein O Rabbi Lama Yaktim Laviv Shumin Atari Yav Mitzah Kibedav. Zok Tashak a beautiful pshat. V'niro, what does the Mechaba mean? The Mashakotzav Kan Aviv Shu Talmud Chacham doesn't mean that you need Aviv Talmud Chacham to come before a fremder who's a Talmud Chacham. It's Hainu Loimim to be Chai Gavne Koydim Afilu L'Rabbi Shagodu B'Chachmi Aviv. Avadi your father comes before every Talmud Chacham. Except for your Rebbe. If you have a choice of your father or your Rebbe, you're going to have to do your Rebbe first. The Machaber Leg Tzu Shu Talmud Chacham to tell me that this Aviv Shu Talmud Chacham comes before the word before Rabbi. If you have a choice, Rabbi or Aviv Shu Talmud Chacham, then Aviv Shu Talmud Chacham is even more important. But Aviv Shu Talmud Chacham, Rabbi is more important. But Stam, if you have a choice between Aviv and Stam and Talmud Chacham, Avad or Aviv is first. So the Shach Baruch Hashem minimizes its halakha, whatever, he has a beautiful pshat namakaba, and chulili, you shouldn't come out from here that an ovav who's not a talmid chacham, you could just let go. Avad, you have a mitzvah kibirav, avad, you have a chiv to be matzal your father. The reason why the makaba need an ovav shul talmid chacham is to tell me that an ovav shul talmid chacham is even more important than your Rebbe. But if you have a choice between your father or your Rebbe, and your father's not a talmid chacham, you can have a difficult decision. I mean, it's not a decision, you have a difficult nisayin. The halakha is that your Rebbe comes first. And lie, this nisayin was posed to the Vada Hatzalah during the Muhammad. And they had to know what to do, and do they get out the Rabbanim, and don't they? Do they get out the Rebbe's, or whatever it is? And it was difficult decisions to be made, and based on halakha, that a God of B'chachm is Kaidim. And you have to know it's Kaidim, but whatever happens, you have a choice of being paid to one Rebbe or 10 people. Then what do you do? Difficult decisions they had to make, and what to do. And you see that they had Tfaris, that your Nazis, Yimak Shemom, were after the Rebbeim first. So they were more in a Malkam HaSakonda, the Mainam, you know, the first thing they did to the town was incarcerate the Rav of the town. Kill him, incarcerate him, we got to get rid of the Rav. And then they went to the people. So he was more vulnerable. So maybe that was, but it was very difficult to say. It was Sakonda Safash is on the line, and it was clearly where this halakha played itself out. It was not enough to get everybody. Nebuch 6 million was lost. And they had to make difficult decisions what to do. And they had guidance from the Gedolim what to do. It was a. You think that Allah is not Negea? Unfortunately, Nebuchadnezzar was Negea.
A lot of times, a Rebbe, our father is a Rebbe. Because you're always teaching your child something. You're teaching
Rebbe. But it's not your Rabbi Muvok. The Rebbe, even the Rebbe is not a Rebbe unless he's your Rabbi Muvok.
A person can go through a whole life without having a Rabbi Muvok.
Nebuchadnezzar. Lied on such a person. Namal, everyone has a Rabbi Muvok. Maybe you want to say to Rebbeim that he was not with and molded him and shaped him and became who he is. But if you tell me the person has no Rebbe, Leiden. It's never, because it's Tamar Rechmanis case. All right. I skipped, by accident, I skipped a Piskei Tshuva in Sivkot and Vav. It's going back on the halacha before. The Piskei Tshuva says, when it says over there that you're supposed to do Yisoyma before Yosem, the Piskei Tshuva says that there was a case in Shvus Yanka. I'm in Shvus Yanka. If he had a Talmid Chacham, Shenov, and I got to had this shayla about 2 months ago. Someone asked me a very similar shayla. A Talmid Chacham Shenov Nadav Loi Echem Mekatzinim Sachma Loasim Ben Benoya Bechor. He had a son to marry off. He was collecting money, so they gave him money to marry off his child, his son. And now, for some reason, it became more important, more needy to marry off his daughter. So he wants to know, could he take that money that he raised to marry off his son, and now marry off his daughter? We see over here, Yisayma comes before Yosem. We see it's more important to marry off a woman before a man. So does that give him a right to take the money now and use it to marry off his daughter instead? The Hela, and the Paskin, the Eino Yochel Lashanis, even though Namal is Shait over here, it's more important, you would be able to be Mishana. Or, but since he already got it, Kim Shezichel Abunay Adeyav, he already got it, Vizachin Lo'odom Shalei Befonov, so he already raised the money, it was ready, now belongs to the son. So you see, Shtekoraya, that when a father goes collecting to marry off a child, the money gehet to the child, right? Because he's doing, I mean, the child of the Heintek Poison, they want to know, is it for the father, for the son, do we give it the dinner? You know, the son is a Yisayman, but the father's not. You see that it now already belongs to the son, it's his money. Kvazaka Baya Ben. He says, "Mele, you can't be Mashana. Now, maybe you would have been, but it's Krasocha Ben Ben. It's the Ben's money. You can't do it." Without this, he wouldn't be able to marry off his daughter. El b'mamizeh, unless he uses this money. Oh, it's a nice chab. Oh, the reason why you're allowed to take the money from the son is because Gamal Ben Mutaladava, because he is also mechuyev to mefanis his sister, marry off his sister if she can't get married otherwise. You have to know what happened to Chayecha Koydman if he needs it for his own marriage. We're talking about that he had another way of Chazal Lopsach, he had maybe another way of being, marrying himself off. So then, or Eshet the Gama Ben Yimcho V'yayim Akilus Kabalti V'azadim Mutal Lashana, then he'll have to be Mashana. But otherwise, since the son was already Zeicha in the money, he can't now take that money and give it to even maybe a more a worthy cause, because too late, the son was already Zeicha in the money. Sorry?
Is this same Mashana?
I don't know. What should make a difference?
First of all, can the son be kinder? The son's kinder than the father's kinder.
Not sure. So if he was kinder for a certain tzvek, for a certain objective,
So, you know, it's like, I'm not ashamed of a rishus, but I don't know. Yesh ladam v'zeh. But I don't know. Maybe we have to look up the tshuva. All right.
Nothing here comes into play as far as the manadu. In other words, I was manadu for that thing, but we don't care what you were manadu for.
If you're ready manadu, it's too late. What did you do now? What do you mean?
Well, the people who you collected from 10 people, those people gave specifically.
For you want to know? So we're assuming that they would rather have even a more worthy cause. They gave it for his son. Mamish Agabit Stok asked me this shayla. He raised money for a Talmud Chacham for his son, and the son broke his engagement. Now he has to marry off a daughter. He wanted to know, could he take this money and use it for the daughter? And we start to play out, was there a Zchiyah and not a Zchiyah who owns the money? What? You know, it's going to play itself out with this. But you want to know, why don't we ask the Menadim if they'll be willing to take it for more worthy cause? We assume that that's a halacha of tzedakah, that if the objective is no longer there, you have a right to be mishana for a better tzedakah, whatever it is. We assume it's an ansadi that they would want even a better form of tzedakah. The Shvetz Yankov held, except if he was already zoich. If he was already zoich, he says, now you can't do it because now it's the son's money. You can't take the son's money and give it to somebody else. He's already.
The money on Menasse should get married. If the guy's already broke engagement.
God, his case wasn't he broke the engagement.
So then
better yet. So maybe Taka, that's what we would discuss. It's one of the variables that he would have to give it back to all the Menasim. And Akhnami. He gave it to a certain objective, and that objective is no longer applicable. You could tie, that what he mean. He's not going to. Right. Tomorrow, this son's going to get married. Not with this girl, but he'll get married with the next girl. So I raise money for his chasna. The father is still going to be a nani by the next chasna, by when the son does get married. So he used the money then. It was part of the equation. It's does he know the menadim? Does he know? I mean, there was a lot of variables here. But it came up. I'm just telling you that this is halakha lamaisa.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.